News, Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're back here with Vernon. Now, Mr. Dozier, you are in a custody fight right now with your wife, obviously for the custody of your children, right?
Right, that is correct. I'm in a custody fight for... I was hoping to have the kids with me this weekend. I have a new woman in my life. I want to spend some time with her and my kids. One of the greater things I think about having children, but being single, is that kids, you know, they're attractive to women. Women like to see that you've got children. And
so, do you want custody of your children full time?
No, I would never do that. It's not something that I want. I don't want full custody. My attorney, however, has crafted a proposal. If I could, Mr. Hendry, tell you about it.
What is it?
It is a certain circumstance custody or a social event custody. What this means is that I only need to use them. I only want to have them with me because I know they love their mother. But when I'm with friends or I'm entertaining in my home, if I have a young lady that I'm interested in, I think that what you'll find is I want to say this man-to-man to you, if I can.
Go ahead.
Women like kids, and you have a 60 to 70% better chance, you know, of...
Of what?
Yeah, you've got a better chance of getting into their pants. I shouldn't say that. What I mean is become friendly with them. If it looks like you're in a family scenario...
All right, look, do you have visitation...
I don't have to have them every other weekend. That's what I'm saying.
So right now you have visitation with your kids every other weekend?
That's right, and I don't want to take them away from their mother that much. I love my children, but I certainly don't want to deprive their mother. I just need my kids with me when I'm, it's better for the kids because I want them to be there. But look at the number of kids who can sense that their dads don't even want to be with them, okay?
Well, I don't understand.
Every other weekend, you may not want to be around the kid that much. Maybe you just want to be around your kids when you have a special event, is all I'm saying.
So your attorney has asked for special event custody when you're with a woman or you're entertaining?
Just so that they can be in that atmosphere with me, yeah. And
you also said that it's a greater likelihood that you're going to score with a woman if your kids are around?
Well, you said score.
Well, you used the word pants, getting into their pants.
I didn't mean to say that. What I meant was that I love my children, and I want them to be with me. And I think it's more fun with them when I'm entertaining a young lady, or not even a young lady, but just when I have people, at the house.
And you have a better chance of getting into the pants.
I didn't mean that. I have a better... my friendship with women seems to go better when the kids are with me. But that's not why I want to be with them. I want them to be at my house when I am entertaining women. It doesn't have to be just one woman if I have three or four over there or whoever it is.
What does your ex-wife's attorney say about this?
Well, I don't want to characterize her attorney, but they've made some pretty insulting suggestions. I love my children, and I would never use them for my own benefit. I haven't seen them for 3 weeks while the lawyers go back and forth. And in that time, it happens that I've met a young lady. Her name is Kelly. She's really terrific. I think my kids would love her. If I can just speak to you man-to-man again.
Go ahead.
I mean, she's a piece of ass. But she does want to meet my kids, and I got to find a way to get them over there. If my ex-wife doesn't grant me the special event custody, I don't want to have to do this, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to tell the kids the truth about their mother, that I don't think she really loves them.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's in a custody battle right now with his ex-wife over the children's. It isn't so much custody as you want special circumstance custody. So
yeah, I don't even want to take the kids away from her as much as I do right now. I have them every other weekend. I don't need them every other... And when I say I don't need them, I love them and I want to be with them, but they don't have to be with me every other weekend. They, can be with me when I...
When you are entertaining a woman because women are impressed by the fact that a guy's got kids. I mean, this... You got to understand something, Mr. Dozier. I don't want to insult you, but everything you're saying here sounds like you need to have your kids with you so you can score with women.
And I did not mean to say that, and if I said that, then I misspoke.
Well, then what do you mean?
What I mean is I would like to have... Look, my wife... I fear that my wife doesn't really love these kids.
Why do you say that?
when my wife got pregnant with Jeremy and with Allison, she decided to quit school. And one night while she was pregnant with Jeremy, and I can't believe I'm thinking back on this now.
If this is really personal?
No, she said that she wishes she could have gone back to school. Now, can you imagine how selfish it was of her to say that? So, in other words, she's carrying these children, her children, and she wishes that she didn't have to. She wishes she could go back to school. And I got to tell you something. In my book, that makes her a major. If I can say...
All right, you don't like her.
I think it makes her a bitch. And my attorney and I have realized that what this really means is that this is the perfect way of saying I wish I never had these screaming brats. I don't want to have to tell my kids their mother said that, but if she doesn't give me special circumstance custody, I'll have to tell the kids what she said when she was pregnant with them, and I don't want to do that. But like I'm saying, this Kelly is a, you know, she's a piece of ass, and I don't mean to say that, but she's a very nice lady. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier talking about his children and the custody that he wishes with his children. You love your kids?
I don't know why you'd ask that. Yes, I do love my kids.
Well, you're saying some conflicting things. You know, my kids, I love my children, and but I don't need to have them around me all that much.
I don't think I said that.
Yes, you did, sir. You said you don't believe that you need to have your kids around you all that much.
I didn't say that. I said it's not necessary for me to take them away from their mother.
And well, you said that it's also nice that women that you're dating like it when you have kids because it's easier to get into their pants. Now, I heard you say that.
I did not mean that. I said that it makes it... Mr. Henry, I think you're putting words in it.
No. I don't think... Craig's here. Chris is here. I think you said it's easier to get into their pants.
Then if I said that, I didn't mean that. What I meant was, I want the children to know, to be around my, to have my life, to have my social life. So I don't even want to have that much custody of them. I just want them around.
When you're entertaining women?
When I'm entertaining.
You said women.
I meant to say when I'm entertaining.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Laura, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Mr. Dozier?
Yes, ma'am.
I just would like to say that I think that you're very, very sad that you need your children around you as some sort of puppet.
Nope.
In order for you
wrong.
To have approval of
wrong.
Other people.
That
don't you know your children need
no.
to be with you
that
as a
is,
person?
You're mis-
they
you are
need
misquoting
to be
me.
Able to see their father
yes.
and love their father
I agree.
One-on-one.
I
and
agree
I think
with
that they know very clearly
no.
what you're doing to them.
No,
they
ma'am.
Know very clearly that
well,
they're
ma'am,
fine.
Do you know my children? I don't think you've ever met them. I don't think you know my children.
I have three boys of my own. I know, and I am a very good mother. I've been through a divorce. I know what it's like to be a custodial parent. I know what it's like for the
and
other
you love
side
your children.
To have
you love
to
your
have
children.
Dissertation, but you
and
know
you
what,
want
my
the, you
children
want, you
need,
want your children to be
they
around.
Need, they need their both of their parents to love them.
I do
to
love
them
my children.
For them and to have one-on-one time.
I do. I do love my children, and I think you're completely misstating what I said.
No,
well, didn't
I
you say
very clearly?
Excuse me, Dr. Laura. I don't think you know what you're talking about because you know my children.
Well,
and I think a lot
think
of
I
this tough psychology.
I just think I know.
Well, I don't know who you are. I'm telling
you
about my. I'm not
your
judging
children.
Your family. I'm not judging
you
your family.
You need your children.
I didn't say that.
To
I didn't
make
need my
you
children.
Look better, because obviously you have nothing
children.
Better to offer.
You
on
said
your
that
own.
If I could jump in, you said that this Kelly, and I'm going to quote, is a real piece of ass.
I'm talking to you and to other adults. I'm not talking to my children.
You said that you need that it's.
Mr. Henry, don't misstate what I said. Okay.
You
if you want to parade
said.
Your kids,
everyone
you don't parade your kids
you
around.
Said.
You don't parade your kids around.
No, I don't. Absolutely not. And
right.
you know what everyone says about
you know
my
something.
Children? They say your children are wonderful people. They don't think
what's
that
that
they're
to do with it?
They don't think that they're wonderful pawns. They say they're wonderful people because
that's exactly
what they have
what
learned
people say
from
about
their
my
parents.
Children. I think the two of you have purposefully misstated.
Sir, you contacted our. A show producer because you wanted to get your story out saying that your wife wouldn't give you a reasonable visitation with your children. Sounds to me like you have them every other weekend.
I am proud of my kids. That's why I like to show my kids off. And that's why I like to have my children around other people. Now, if Laura, you are ashamed of your children for whatever reason.
Oh, my
that's
God,
problem,
no,
okay?
not at all.
Well, then what's
I am
wrong with
so
me having my
to
kids?
Their mother.
All right. I think what, Laura, thanks for your call. I think what you said, sir, is that you wanted your kids around. Because women are impressed with guys who have kids.
You know something, Mr. Henry? Their mother likes to go out dancing. Okay, so she doesn't even want to be around them all the time. And she goes out dancing. Now, do you know what happened down in San Diego when that one woman went out dancing? Presto, dead kid. Do you think I need to...
Then do you want full custody of your kids?
I want the kids... I want to have them around, yeah.
But do you want full custody? Do you think they're in danger?
When their mother goes dancing, I think they are, yeah.
So on those nights when their mother goes dancing, you want those kids? It's a simple question, sir.
If I'm having a young lady over, I want them to be with me.
All right, I think you answered the question. Here is Jean on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you have a complete misunderstanding of your children.
You know,
any
none of these people have met my kids.
All right, I haven't.
Let me go on the record, okay? You haven't met my kids, and
all
you're
right,
commenting on my kids.
Children. They are lovely
okay.
children. We'll
you've never met my kids.
Granted.
How can you say they're lovely?
Well,
you
I'm taking your word for it. Any child going through a divorce is confused enough. They don't need.
How many divorces have you been through?
I'm luckily married for 28 years to a wonderful man.
Okay.
But any child going through a divorce is going through a difficult enough time. You have to realize that you cannot use...
What has that got to do with what we're talking about?
It has everything to do with...
All right, well, what you're talking about is you want your kids to be around you only when you've got this, quote, piece of ass Kelly.
She's a piece of ass. It doesn't mean that the kids only have to be around that time.
Other times? Other times?
Yes. Yes, other times.
Even when you don't have a girl you want to impress?
I'm willing to negotiate that.
We're willing to negotiate it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. And I'd like to know, where is that guy calling us from? A restaurant or a bar or something? 1-800-449-8686. The man wants more custody of his children. He wants to be around his children. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a man who wants to have more visitation with his kids. But he dropped a couple of comments there that the women that he's dating, at least, are more impressed with him when they see that he's a father. And so he only wants visitation from his kids when he's got a girl over. And he has now, on three occasions, said that his current girlfriend, Kelly, is a real piece of ass. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Because you'll wind up dead.
Well, just because a woman goes out dancing doesn't mean that her kids are going to wind up the same way that poor little girl wound up in San Diego, okay?
Look, the custody that I want is not the full custody. The custody...
No, I know the custody you want is special event custody so that the kids are with you when you're dating Kelly the stripper. Is that right?
First of all, I think the kids... She's a dancer, and she does not strip. She dances. And I have another comment, if I could, sir. I pay for these kids' bicycles. I pay for their video games. I pay for their new shoes. They can certainly help their father out. I don't see where...
So in other words, because you support them, they ought to...
Yes, because I support them.
They ought to help you out.
Yes. I pay for video games. I pay for play dates, everything. And all I'm asking for is that they come over when I'm with a young woman... And all of this got confused, and I talked to her attorney about this, and he is basically saying that I'm trying to manipulate the children, and I think it's wrong. And I'm being very forthcoming with you. I love my children very much, but I think they're in jeopardy in that home with their mother dancing, and she said that she didn't want to have them when she was...
No, she didn't say she didn't want to have them when she was pregnant. She said, I wish I could go back to school.
That is absolutely selfish. Oh, I want to go back to school. Meaning, I wish these brats had never been born.
And you're going to tell your children that?
I have to tell my children the truth. If she doesn't give me the special circumstance custody that I'm asking for.
Well, I've never heard of it. You guys are going to be inventing some new law here. 1-800-449-8686. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show. We're with Vernon Dozier. He's a father who wants custody of his kids. Only special circumstance custody of his kids.
I got a question. Why are you using your kids to entertain someone else. You're supposed to be entertaining your kids.
I'm not.
That's what your kids are. When you spend time with your kids, I got two kids
that
live with their mom.
I like to spend time with my kids, all right? Maybe their mother, you know, look, I don't know. All I'm saying is they're living with their mother, who she likes to go dancing, and I don't know what she's doing. She could be sending pictures of herself like that Bonnie Lee. Are you familiar with this Bonnie Lee Bakley?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with you, your special custody request.
It might not, but what if their mother is sending pictures of herself out to guys, you know?
But that is not the point. The point is that you want to have your kids
there
for, you know, this as
I want to have my kids to be with me while I'm with some of the
young women. No, your kids are supposed to be with you, so you spend time with your kids. And you have, you know, a family time. That's what,
well, what, do I get
that's
out
what
of
kids
it?
Are about.
I understand that, but what I'm asking you, are you a father?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you currently married, or I don't, you know, see a
no,
lot
I'm
of these
separated,
people?
No, I'm separated, and my kids live with their mother.
Okay, do you have, like, you see your kids when?
I pretty much am allowed to take them anytime I want.
And you want to do
I
that?
I wish I could take them all the time. I cannot because she lives out of state.
You're
kidding. But I make as much
well,
time
no,
as I can.
Well, no, he's not kidding. He likes to be
them.
With his children. What's so unusual about that?
Wait a minute. For the first time in I don't know how many years, you have the ability to go out, date women, have a life, and you're spending most of your time with your kids.
Because as far as I'm concerned, they're the most important things in the world to me.
Wow.
His children, he loves his children.
I love my children. But when,
hey,
when
I
when
love
you...
to party, okay, and when I'm not with them, yes, I do party, but...
I mean, come on, you know, spread your gossamer wings and fly to the stars. You're not gay, are you?
No, he's not gay.
You have no idea what partying is about.
The idea
when
that
it comes
this man...
to partying, you cannot party like me,
The fact of the matter is... I gotta, let me tell you something. I'm part owner in a club. You want to look me up. You get to Los Angeles much? I'm going to offer you some. What's your name?
My name is Kevin.
You get to L.A. much?
Huh?
You get out to L.A. much?
No, I'm
right.
Not in L.A. a lot.
I'll tell you what. You ever get out here, you look me up. My name's Vernon Dozier. I live in Studio City.
No, wait a minute, okay? Whether you're hooking this guy up with girls or not, that's not what we're talking about.
At the end of the day, it's your kids, you know. Let's put it this way. You know, the kind of life that you're having,
where do you
that's
live?
You.
Where do you live?
Why do your kids have to be a part of that?
Let me ask you, where do you live?
I live in Fort Lauderdale.
Is that Miami?
I'm sorry?
Is that Miami?
Well, a couple of miles out of Miami, yeah.
Okay, that's where they had that birdcage. You remember that
deal?
That's about a couple of fags that own it.
Okay, forget about it, okay?
So what
forget
does that
about
have
it.
To do
well,
with...
Well, I mean, look at you guys down there. What I'm trying to say is this. I love my children very much, but why can't they back me up?
They will in time. How old are your kids? Hold on, how old are your kids?
Ooh, baby. My daughter is 10 and my son's 8.
Okay.
All right. And
let them reach to an age when they can appreciate partying and clubbing and all that. Then,
wait
you know,
a
that's
minute.
A different time in their life.
I can't get them into a club right now. The
precisely,
best
they're not supposed to be in clubs.
And this Kelly's a piece of ass.
I've heard about this girl already, okay? And let me just say this. You can use your kids, I guess, however you use your kids, but you're also saying that their mother doesn't love them because she likes to go out dancing.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this kid in San Diego? Her mother goes dancing, she comes home, the kid's dead.
Well, then you need to address that problem, but
that's not
the reason why you want the special custody. If you think that's such a problem, hey, if my kid's mom were to be in a position like that, I would tell her she got to give me the kid.
Great. Go out dancing, come home, your kid is dead in a bathtub.
What I'm saying is if you think that is such a problem, and you think that might happen to your kids, then take custody of your kids.
Exactly. All right, listen, Kevin, thank you.
Exactly. Hey, Kevin, thank you.
Oh, so we're going to...
I just hear you taking the side of everybody calling. You don't understand me. I love my kids, and I've worked very hard for my kids. Now I want to go out and have some good time, and my kids can't help me out.
They're 8 and 10, man. What do you want them to do? Go out and score girls for you? 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier in a custody battle with his wife. He wants special circumstance custody. His kids come over when he's entertaining a dancer or a woman. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
She's out on stage right now. She's,
All right. I got to be talking to you. Are you in the club right now?
I'm in the club where Kelly dances now, and she's come back out on stage. You got to see this girl's act. She has got it all. She's got a gorgeous figure, and she...
Yeah!
She's got a gorgeous figure.
All right, can we not talk about your girlfriend? Let's talk about your children, who you want custody of so that you can take them into the club with you?
Kelly likes the kids, and I love my children, but it impresses her when she sees me with the kids. Look at her go.
Can you talk to me and not watch her?
Absolutely, Mr. Ernie, and I apologize, but she is really something. Oh, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So she's dancing right now.
That's correct.
I'd love to be able to talk to her.
You know what? She's got two more shows she's got to do, so...
And you want your kids to watch her? You want...
I want her, my kids to be with me, because Kelly likes them, and... You're trying to make me out to be a bad guy.
Well, it just sounds like maybe you're using the kids to get girls. Here's Wanda. Wanda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Wanda?
Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think this man needs psychiatric help, and then he needs to take parenting classes.
Parenting classes?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. He has no idea what it takes to raise a kid.
Look, and she likes that I have kids because when I... Let me tell you something. When I yell, who's your daddy, she digs it. But more to the point, what's wrong with my kids paying me back for everything I've done for them?
They don't owe you nothing.
You got kids?
I have three. Well, you earn their respect, and you're not going to earn their respect the way you're doing
baby,
it.
Go. I'm not earning my kids' respect. I take them out for all kinds of ice cream. They get to come into the club and meet the girls.
No.
No.
You're sick. You need help.
Why am I sick? Why do I need help? You been watching Sally Jesse?
Pardon?
You watch that Sally Jesse Raphael?
No.
Go, baby, go! Go,
you
baby,
just,
go!
I wouldn't want... I'm glad
What's the problem?
Their mother has them instead of you, Dick.
Oh,
instead
yeah?
of you.
And she goes out dancing at night? At least I bring the kids to the club with me.
Oh, so move. That's better? Does she have a babysitter when she goes dancing?
I guess, but that one lady went dancing and the kid got... they found her in a field or something.
So?
You keep talking about that.
That ain't your wife.
So? That's not a bad thing, is it? Go dancing and find your kid laying in an open field.
Yeah, but that's not your wife.
That's all right with you, huh?
Yeah!
Well, all
look
I can
look
say...
Look, will you forget about the dancer
sick.
And talk to us?
Yeah, that's brilliant, Wanda.
Go, baby!
I'm going to tell you something, Wanda. This Kelly is a beautiful young lady. Why don't you come on? You're coming off so high and mighty, you can barely count the... Never mind, I was going to say something.
I wonder how she'd feel if she'd hear you saying all this stuff about her.
Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to be personal.
What?
How many of your own teeth do you still have?
Okay, so in other words, now we're going to get insulting.
No, I'm asking, can I ask that question?
I have all of them, thank you.
Here she goes again.
Never mind about your freaking girlfriend. Wanda, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's the part where she takes the hat off. How many teeth did she say she had?
She said she had all of them.
Where? Were they in her hand or in her mouth?
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
No, but Phil, would you help me out? Let this Kelly know that I know you. Because if she knows that I know you and that I got three kids...
Go, baby, go!
I'm not going to tell her that I know you.
Please, just say that you and I drink together.
Kelly, here he is.
Go ahead, say it.
Kelly, I think the guy's a scumbag.
Okay, thanks a lot, Phil.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
This Kelly, is it a girl or a guy?
What difference does it make? Okay, I'm getting my face slapped, Phil. I gotta go.
Yeah, great. 1-800-449-86. Slapped with what?
You guessed it.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. This Phil Hendry Show.
Sí. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the show that befuddles and confuses even people in the business, even radio executives, even program directors and general managers. Many, many thousands just don't understand. They don't get it. How could he possibly make that show a success? Why didn't I think of that, etc.? The Phil Hendry Show, where I do the voice of the different guests, and then people call in thinking that they're real guys. Like this guy, Vernon Dozier, I was doing that voice. Those people had called in, they thought he was a real guy. Talking about, and you know, there is more truth to that than I would even care to discuss at this moment. And that is, guys and little kids, that's a sure, what's the term, Craig, that you use, you and your friends? Babe magnet. You and your disgusting friends. Guy walking down the street with a kid. Man, women love that. That, and Janice, you mentioned something in the office today. Dogs. I never got that about, do you, women dig it when a guy's walking a dog? If that's true, there shouldn't be one animal left in the pound. If that's true, every dog in a pound ought to have a home. The problem that most men have about women and relating to women isn't so much that women are difficult to figure out. It's the guys themselves are a little stupid. Go out and get a dog. Boom. There you go. You're ready. Go get yourself a dog. All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Our question this quarter hour will be, where were you when you first heard the Phil Hendry Show? Where were you? What the hell did you think you'd stumbled upon? Who was I talking to? God. I was talking to a clerk in Tower Records like 3-4 days ago, young woman about 18 or 19, and I gave her my credit card, and she said that she listened to the show and that the first time she heard it, she thought it was just some insane, she thought it was a bunch of crazy people. And I said, well, then she just like stopped listening, and then, you know, when she found out that I was doing a voice, she came back and she listened, now she's listening all the time. Sort of thing. Speaking of women, our wall of female listeners is now up on our website, philhendryshow.com. And this is a section of our website where we post the pictures of women who listen to our show. It's a shock, I know, but women actually do listen to this program. And the person that is shocking more than anybody else is me. And, of course, we got a lot of guys listening to the show, but do we have women listening? Well, our wall of female listeners answers that question. Wall of female listeners, women listen too to the Phil Hendry Show, and we've got our first 8 pictures posted on our website today, philhendryshow.com. So roll over there when you get a minute and check out the different women that listen to our show. We have Jill. I sound like I got models at a Studebaker convention here. Here's Jill. Here's a picture here of Ellen. Very pretty. We got a Rambo-style picture of Greta. She's in full combat fatigue, wearing a beret. I don't know if she's in the army or her husband dressed her up. Here is Jen. Very nice. Looks like it was taken on a very boring date. Jen, she looks as if she's staring into the camera of the boyfriend that took her out on this date because there's a big flash, and she's wearing a very nice dress. She's really gorgeous, and she looks bored to tears. There's also a picture here of, very provocative picture here of Cynthia. And I also want to mention a nice picture here of Autumn. And here's one of Summer. Here's one of Spring. Here's one of Winter. And here's one of Fall. Here's one of Catherine, who happens to be Chris Pelton's favorite. And then a very pretty picture of a lady with her children. And I forget her name exactly now because I've got to bring it up. Leanne. That's the wall of women on the Phil Hendry Show, the wall of female listeners. Check it out. See if you recognize anybody. 1-800-449-8686. Brittany, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I was just going to tell you where I was when I first heard your show.
Yeah.
I was at work, and I can't remember who the guest supposedly was, but it was he was recalling products and trying to teach his kids safety by, like, chopping off his finger and shooting the dog in the yard. And
Oh, yeah, I remember that, teaching gun safety.
Yeah.
And it was actually, I think it was Clara. And yeah. She wanted to teach her children gun safety. Here, this is what a gun can do if you're not careful. So she shot and killed the dog.
Yeah.
Then I think she shot herself through her own hand.
Yeah, and then something about crawling in the oven to teach, you know, it was hot. And
yeah, so she would get into the oven and, like, burn herself. So what did you think?
I was irate, and I was trying to get through, and it was busy for so long. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy is such an idiot. And
who, the host? What did you think of the host?
No, I thought the host, you know, I thought you were great, but I couldn't believe
I was great.
That you had this idiot on the show. And so I kept listening every once in a while, and then finally somebody told me what was going on, and I caught on, and so ever since then I've just been...
Then you listen, right? Then you listen regularly when you find out what was going on, but when you didn't know what was going on, you'd listen every once in a while because you just thought it was just this insane thing, which answers the question as to why we tell people what the show's about. They listen longer.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I have listened every day since then. I listen at work and on my way home, and it's awesome.
Don't forget our wall of female listeners, Brittany.
Okay.
Send us a picture. Thank you very much.
I'll do it.
All right,
thanks.
Bye. There you go. 1-800-449-8686. And, of course, Chris now asked me, can I dress up as a chick and send in a picture? Yeah, sure, okay. Here is Jimmy on the Phil Hendry Show. Jimmy, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
The show that you had on this day wasn't as exciting as hers, but it was the one when Bobby Lewis was talking about the Homeowners Association requiring that you have satellite dish on your house.
Uh-huh.
And in Western Estates?
Yeah.
Well, at the time, I had just got a satellite dish, and I was dealing with my Homeowners Association attorney at the same time, and I was trying so hard to get into your show. I was so...
Really? About what? They wouldn't let you put the dish up?
Well, no. It wasn't that. It was just the fact that I just got my dish, and I was just going to say, if my Homeowners Association ever addressed that with me, boy, I would be all over them. And it was just... And then the next day I listened and I found out that you were doing all
How'd you find
places,
out?
Man, and I felt like digging a hole and jumping in.
Did you call the show or you didn't?
No, I tried and tried and tried.
Well, at least you're not one of those guys that actually got through. Did you find out that I was doing the voices by something that I said on the show or that people were listening or people told you?
Well, you know, actually, you do it in the first hour, and sometimes you do it in the second hour.
Right.
And at that, I think that time you did it in the second hour, so I didn't know that you had done, you know, that you were doing the voice. But the next day, I listened to the whole show, and then at the end of the hour, you said, I did the voice, and I do all the voices. And I'm like, oh, man. That just totally, I mean, you just do a really great job, man.
All right, well, thanks.
And I've been listening to you ever since.
That's cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That whole satellite dish thing. You know, those little DSS dishes are so small, you got to be able to put them anywhere now. You got to be able to put them up in apartment houses. And I have driven by now, I've driven by apartments where, I don't know why I'm talking about this because we really are, I'd like to talk about myself and my show. But I drove by an apartment building the other day and there were just dishes everywhere. It looked very cool. It looked very, it looked a little ghetto-y, but in the same thought process, it looked kind of futuristic. I don't know. At least you're not at the mercy of the apartment house cable system. Like, whatever they got, you got. Whatever they want, you want. So anyway, 1-800-449-8686. So there's a guy that heard the show, and he thought it was some kind of a lunatic trying to tell people how to live, and he tried to get through, and he thanks God that he didn't, because he found out the next day. Carrie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
I was the first time I watched or listened to your show was, I think it was a doctor that had called in about the baby and the diapers, and the baby that had gone out in the cold.
And rubbed the diaper off?
Yeah, and said that the reason the baby went out in the cold was because the parents were too lazy to put cloth diapers on the baby.
And the baby was trying to rub off the plastic diaper because it was overheating.
Yeah.
It was called, what was that called? Ass something. Oh, my God. We had a term. It was a medical term that we'd come up with.
There was a good term. I don't remember what it was, but I just tuned into the show and
heard
that.
Oh, ass sweat. Ass wraps, yeah. And his company, his family, was in the cloth diaper business, and so he was railing against the fascists in the plastic diaper business.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was called the Sadler Ass Wraps. Sadler Ass Wraps, and they were driven out of business by the Nazis at Pampers.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that, yeah. So you were angry?
Oh, I was so mad, and I thought, what a fool. That doctor, he's absolutely crazy. I didn't know what was wrong, and I just thought it was just somebody lost their mind.
Well, then you found out when that it was Phil doing the voice.
It took me a long time to find that out because I listened to your show occasionally after that, but then after my husband told me what it was about, then I started listening to it more often. I
really?
Love your show. I listen to
how
it every day on the way home.
Because you like to listen to how I go back and forth between the voices and stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's cool how you do that.
Thanks. Thanks
thank
for calling,
you.
Carrie.
Okay, thank
Don't
you.
Don't forget
Bye-bye.
Our wall of female listeners. Goodbye. So they're right. See, all the brain trusted came to me and said, hey, they're going to listen longer, man, if you tell people what you're doing. There's a, like I said, there's a whole, I don't know what you want to call it, but there is a method to the madness. 1-800-449-8686. Where were you the first time you heard our show? People were, actually, nobody's telling us where they were, and maybe that's not a very good question. Where were you the first time? I was in jail, Phil, and my cellmate turned me on to... I was actually in my doctor's office. He had it on while he was drilling my teeth. I don't know. Generally in the car or something, or sitting at home on your boat. First time I heard your show, I was out on my boat. And well, what were you doing? I just flipped the radio on. I was looking for a talk show while I was fishing. Here is Ben on the Phil Hendry Show. Ben?
Hey, Phil. Real Hi. Pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
I was leaving work in Houston, Texas, and it was right out about a year ago. And you were interviewing an Army sergeant and another man, and you were mediating a fight between them. And you got mad at the Army sergeant, and you apparently hung up on him like three or four times, but he continued calling back in and getting in. So you started fighting with your call screener. Can't we fix these damn phone lines? What's going on here? And that turned into a real big argument. And it took me about three or four days. Back then, you didn't really announce it all the time that it was you doing the voices. But if I swerve and get into an accident, Phil, I'm not going to sue you, but you will be responsible. I cannot believe how much you make me choke listening to this show.
And oh, and so the guy was calling back constantly, huh?
Yeah,
oh, I know who it was.
It
must have been Lloyd. This is a character that fights his way off of hold. Like, in other words, I'll put him on hold, and then he will battle his way off of hold, and he's on the air.
Now, right, now you're fighting with your screen caller. How is this guy getting back in? But it happened five times.
Yeah.
And I initially suspected it might be you, but then I thought, no way. And then a couple of days later, you admitted that it was you doing the calls, and I was like, no, now he's lying again. And I was in limbo for a week trying to figure out who the hell is doing these voices. But your show
it shouldn't. It really shouldn't take you more than a day, but that's all right, Ben.
Maybe I'm kind of slow.
Nah, it's all right. Listen, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm curious. I'm wondering if any of these people that are calling right now, or anybody that would call during a segment like this, called the radio station to try to get me fired or taken off until then they found out what the show was about. You know, in other words, I called the FCC. I wanted you put in jail. I was recommending the capital punishment. But then I found out about it, and it's really great, and I hope you're on the air forever. I called, and actually, I stalked you, Phil. I had a gun, and I tried to kill you one night. But then I found out what the show is about, and now I think you're great. You suppose? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.